Prosecutors in Mexico are investigating the deaths of 38 migrants in a fire at the detention centre. They're treating it as suspected homicide. There's been outcry in Mexico over video which appears to show security officers walking away from men locked inside a cell as the blaze took hold.
There will be no impunity, that those responsible for this painful tragedy be clarified and that those who caused it be held specifically accountable and punished in accordance with the law.
Two U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters have crashed during a training mission in the state of Kentucky. The crash happened in Trigg County. The status of the crews is not known, but Kentucky's governor has tweeted that fatalities are expected. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is on his way back to Brazil after 3 months of self-imposed exile in the U.S. He faces several investigations that could send him to jail. The accusations include corruption, spreading disinformation during the COVID-19 pandemic, and inciting a riot after his election loss. Bolsonaro denies the allegations. The United Nations has adopted a landmark resolution asking the world's top court to define the obligations of countries to combat climate change. It was backed by more than 130 nations. Pope Francis has been admitted to hospital with a respiratory infection after complaining of breathing difficulties in recent days. The 86-year-old head of the Roman Catholic Church is expected to undergo several days of treatment. It's not clear whether he'll return in time for Easter celebrations next week. The former CEO of the coffee chain Starbucks has been grilled at a U.S. Senate hearing after being accused of so-called union busting. Howard Schultz and other executives deny allegations they illegally fired pro-union employees and spied on workers. And FIFA has stripped Indonesia of hosting the men's under-20 World Cup up just 8 weeks before kickoff. It follows political opposition to Israel's participation, which led to the cancellation of the tournament's group stage draw in Bali.